Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tuesday Radio Show.
It is Travel Tuesday with Rick Reese. Hey, Rick, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
I just talked to Ron like a half an hour ago.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
You have an echo, or is it my? It may be my headset.
No, I do. Hang on. Better?
Much better.
All right.
Fantastic. So is Ron? So Ron is, was he able to get the show started, or he just said, "Hey, please, Mary, take this over."
Something completely different. It was about the night show, and as far as I knew, he was coming, but I logged in and he wasn't here.
So did you start the show?
I did.
Okay, great. Well, fantastic. I'm not sure where he's at. It's funny because when you started speaking, the show started with the echo. And I was like, okay, this is kind of freaky. It was like, from outer space. I was like, welcome, Rick Reese.
Hey, it's the Halloween special.
Aye. Well, good, however it works, that's awesome. Thank you for starting the show.
Not a problem.
Travel Tuesday is definitely something that we love to talk about. And you and I had spoken about a week or so, about travel and the military, and I was trying to remember exactly the conversation that we had, and it had something to do with the effects of travel on your mental health, I think. And you had mentioned something that I was trying to remember to bring up on the show last week. Do you remember what we were talking about in mental health in regards to the military and our mental health just in general?
Yeah. Traveling is a big reason why a lot of people join the military, to figure out where they fit or belong, because they either grew up in a small town or they grew up in an area that wasn't the best. They just didn't feel like they belong in that area.
And they were able to get away.
They
and
are
see the world.
Start over.
As you know, that I believe, and if we had to put a percentage on it, what percentage would you say that is the appeal for most of the people that join the military? If you had to put a general percentage on it,
it'd be about 60% of the military.
Yeah.
People do want to travel. They want to see
it
the world that they never can afford to see.
From my perspective, that would be at least 85 for me. you know, my perspective, that would be at least 85 to 90%. Of course, that's a small range, but it would be a high percentage of the reason people actually join the military, which I believe is also kind of representative of how people feel and how strongly they feel about getting away.
It is
so
remember,
hard.
I served
to break.
During 9/11, so a lot of kids joined because of 9/11.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Yeah. When there's a rally.
Yep.
You know, a rally that a reason for them to come in, you know, like the wars that we've had. At least at the beginning, right? And
then they stay to travel once they get in, or they stay for the education once they figure it out. Now, I got a funny story for you. So a gentleman, he came over here with his family. He's from Kenya originally, and he spoke 20 different languages. And he joined the military to get a citizenship. And then it was, once he got the citizenship, it was to travel the world and see things, especially, you know, here in the United States. His first duty station, he got shipped back to Kenya.
That is a funny story.
He was so mad.
Oh, that's too funny. Because you don't even realize our presence in Africa. It's not advertised at all, for the most part. And it is so important that we have presence in Africa, because behind the scenes, the world powers are jockeying for Africa and to be the friend of Africa. Of course, China at the top of the list. They're doing all kinds of humanitarian, you know, support type things to get the favor in Africa. And not necessarily, you know, going after the resources, you know, straight forward, but, you know, to get that favor. And so they're building all kinds of awesome things in Africa, including stadiums, sports stadiums, and, of course, you know, utilities and all those kinds of things. And so we have to counterbalance that. But it's amazing how we don't hear about it at all. So I can imagine, them getting back to Africa.
I didn't even realize we had that many troops. And he's like, why? And they look down and they go, well, you speak the language. You know the culture. You have family
here.
Right. Plus, you get an awesome bonus because you speak all the languages.
I have a friend of mine who is from Nigeria. And he came to the States and joined the military and joined the Army. And he was like a private. Do you know joined the Navy. See what? Grant. Yeah, joined the – no, it was – I think it was the Army. I forget which branch. I think – oh, man, I don't know. But he started rising in the ranks, and he was assigned to – the indigenous people here in Arizona, you know, one of the bases that support them in Arizona, the Indians in Arizona, Native Americans in Arizona. And he started rising through the ranks, and he went to OTS and became an officer. And he started rising through the ranks as an officer. And he just retired about 2 years ago, and I think he was a full bird colonel.
Oh, wow.
But you talk about a success story. And one that I tracked him, I knew him. And so I was tracking his career and all the things that he did, and going to Arizona and serving the Native American people. And he was in medical doing something. And I don't know, but I think it was, I don't know what branch it was. I know that his dress, the dress uniforms were white. So it makes me think of Navy, but I can't imagine him being
the Army is really goofy. It's a black jacket with blue pants.
Yeah, so it had to be the Navy. It had to be the Navy because, yeah, now I remember the Army. Were you Army or Air Force?
I was Army.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, my dad was Green Beret Special Forces. I was actually just looking at him. He's got a picture up when he was in Vietnam, and he served. And a Times reporter was following him around and snapped a picture, like the perfect picture of him telling his men to get down. And he's got his hand up and just, you know, he's got all the gear and grenades and the submachine gun and all, you know, he's got everything. He's just like decked out, like the perfect combat photo, you know, of a bad dude. and he looks like, of course, I look like him. So the picture looks like me. And a lot of times on Veterans Day, I'll put it out. And they'll say, hey, Rick, I didn't know you was in the Army.
Hello.
Hey, Ron. Is that Ron?
It was.
And so,
dropping calls.
And so it's the perfect, perfect picture. But he was a Green Beret in the Army in Vietnam. And so this Times reporter, you know, I've got a book here that talks about Vietnam and the war, documents the war. That picture is in the book. The book of Vietnam.
The people that come into the military as non-citizens and get their citizenship, I give them a lot of credit because they work so much harder than the rest of us do. Because when we're done training, at the end of the day, they're going to classes to learn how to become a citizen.
It's true.
They're loaded. So much harder than what we do. And we think what we do is hard.
Yeah, you know, that's a whole nother subject. It's sad because of that work ethic anymore that you kind of see. And I'm not sure where that comes from. You know, we have it kind of easy here in the States, of course, compared to overseas, and you see that, you know, especially on mission trips, and you know, if you go on a mission trip, and you see that, and it opens your eyes. But you know what, though, travel opens your eyes, and when you're able to go to another country, and just see the difference. You know, of how, you know, especially if you go to a country where you're not, like Ron sent a team to Havana and to live on basically out in the outback there, you know, in Havana and roughing it. And you see how people live. But of course, it changes you because when you come back to the States, and you really realize how good we've got it here and how the poorest person, you know, has access to resources. And they're really not poor compared to poverty. You know, poverty overseas is totally different. But travel is political. Now, I was reading an article, and it was just talking about how political travel is, and especially if you're able to go to, you know, different countries. You know, even countries that don't believe what we believe and just see the regular people. And you find out that people are just people. You know, people have the same desires, the same dreams, the same goals, the same ups and downs, the same attitudes, some good, some bad, but people are the same everywhere. And the article was so awesome because it was just talking about how travel actually is, you know, a political tool that a person can actually use to go to different places to see and to learn and to be transformed. And they're never the same. You know, that's like the military is a political tool. When you go into the military, or even if your family member, your dad or mom was military, anywhere close, you're different. You're not the same. What would you say that difference is for military kids or even anybody closely related to anybody military?
the biggest thing is they live a very unstable life compared to a lot of other kids. You never know where you're going to live from one day to the next.
Especially Army, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I was born in Munich.
That also could be an adventure if a youth comes up and their parents and their family treats their life. I'm not talking about they're in the service, let's say, but they don't treat life as just this is, you know, that's all there is to it. That they look at what they're doing as an adventure to experience the various places of the world, and they're in a unique position, and they're really it's a privilege to be a service member. We may not think of this, but gosh, medical bills are taken care of, your food is taken care of, your housing is in some form taken care of. I mean, you know, there's an awful lot that becomes. That's why we do benefit in veterans, and we have active duty service benefits. You know, if someone has nothing and they join the service, they really got a lot. Now, they risk what's the trade-off? Yeah, they put their life on the line. They're trading. They're willing to trade their life to serve. And that's a big thing. I'm not minimizing that. But on the other side of it, a lot of young kids, I have two nephews that went into the Air Force, and one's still in the Marines. He's still active. And they went in. They had high school graduates. They went to a charter school, so they were military, and they were charter military school. So they got out their way through ROTC. But their home life, my brother-in-law had been in the service all his life. He was a lifer. And he wasn't very good with money, even when he was there. And when he came out, it didn't get any better. So their life was not what it could have been. If you were, you know, I'm not judging them. I'm just saying, in the realm of the world of living in the United States, you know, he got a job, and he eventually went to work for CSX Railroad, and he made some pretty good money. But they weren't living well. Yet when they went back in the service, one ended up, the one that was in the Air Force was actually stationed in, he went to this little place called Colorado Springs, the Air Force Academy. The other one, he was in Guantanamo Bay, which was not exciting. That's where the terrorists are held. But because he did that stint in the Marines, he now, you know, he got bonuses for taking that thing, and he's coming out, and he got an education in the military more. He's got to come out of the service, and he's going to be far ahead of the kids that just went and spent money at college. You got a debt. They're going to be really, their life is staged to be much better, and they've been trained to be leaders. It's incredible. The rest of the world doesn't have that. And we give them the chance to have a life at a higher level than most other place in the world. And that's exciting. And then we come back and we bring this world of travel, which, you know, it's Travel Tuesday. Now, hello, everybody. I'm sorry I'm late. This is Ryan Clayton, and I'm just excited to be on the show today. Mary, thank you so much for saving the show, starting us, because I got caught in having some challenges with my computer, and I got in line. When you get help with one of these tech companies, you don't want to hang up for them until you get the problem solved. And that's where I was at, so I couldn't get on. My wife called in. She called me from work and said, aren't you going on the show? I didn't know what time it was. So.
Aren't you going to have the show? Wait for me. I'm your leader.
That's what always comes to mind. I've done that before. And somebody was like,
funny.
Wait for me, I'm your leader. I had to tell him, wait for me, I'm your leader. But you're right. You're absolutely right. The military trains you to be a leader. And whether you want to be or not, the military trains you, Mary, you know this as well, that their failure is not an option. You know, the military
trains
you if nobody is stepping up to take charge, it's your job to step up and take charge. Wow. And with no fear of leadership, because as we know, there are certain situations where the team's life is on the line, and you've got, somebody's got to take charge. Somebody's got to make an immediate decision. Somebody's got to do something. Somebody's got to come up with a plan. You know, failure is not an option. And it's amazing how those life, those true life situations become a part of your personality. Right, Mary? That's your personality now.
It's just always been. That's why I joined the service. I always had that. That stepping up and going and doing it. Just get it done.
Just get her done, son.
Just
sounds
get her done.
You know, and then salvation comes in, and now you're like, oh, wow, I've got that purpose on top of the get her done, son. And, you know, and so now you've got that focus. A lot of people are wandering around, and they don't have that, you know. And see, and that's one of the things I believe with Hope and what we're doing with Hope, helping others by helping them help others, is so important, especially for those who are searching, they're looking, you know, and they don't have that hope. You know, we're like, hey, you know, here's a path. You know, we'll help you. And you know, we'll find those resources out there, and we'll match those resources with, you know, once we understand what you're looking for and where you're going, we'll match those resources, you know, that will help you. You know, like you're doing with mental health, Mary, and like we're doing with travel. You know, we have all the different areas, you know, respectively that we have, and the resources that we have to match those resources with wherever they're going at whatever stage in life that they are, you know, whether it be those first responders or whether it be, you know, the military folks, you know, retired. And I was I'm on a call the other day, and they were just talking about, you know, Rick, we want to reach out to veterans. And we have access to government contracts. And we've created a vehicle that provides sole source access based on, you know, the business that they have, you know, if they're contractors, if they have a service to offer, you know, whatever they have, you know, ask if they want to use our vehicle to have access to the government and government contracts. And that's specifically for veterans, you know, and the people that we serve here in Hope. And I was like, wow, it's amazing how all this kind of comes together. If you keep going along, but we're matching those resources, and like you say, Ron, all the time, you know, we have tools, you know, things come up, and the things that, you know, that are happening in Buffalo and Niagara, you know, and the things that are happening, you know, with Chuck and Jobonomics, and all the different things that we're doing, you know, are tools that we have, and now we're looking for the people that have the needs. You know, and that's one of the purposes of this call, is to reach out, you know, and let people know that, quote unquote, help is on the way. You know, where are you trying to go? You know, and you had mentioned Gavin also, you know, with the baseball, and, you know, and how we're reaching out to people that, you know, have nonprofits. And one of the most interesting things is that, yeah, this is Travel Tuesday, and travel is a tool to go and have fun. But, you know, the way we look at it, Ron, we're using travel for fundraising. You know, we're slicing and dicing, like we said, with the Jinsu knife, the travel industry, and saying, hey, you want to travel? You want to take cruises? Okay, you can go do that. You know, you want to go to destinations? Okay, you can go do that. You want to have fun? You want to see awesome sunsets and sunrises and play on the beach and sand between the toes and, you know, nice clear water that you can see through, and you want to go scuba diving? You can do that. But also with the same tool, you can use it for fundraising, you know, funding, having fun in travel and funding, you know, using travel to fund your cause. And I was on the call yesterday with a gentleman who's starting a credit union. And he says, Rick, how can I use travel? I want you to hear this. He said, how can I use travel for this credit union that we have, that we're starting? And I said, you know, I said, Nick, you have members, and you can use this as a member benefit, right, for the members that join the credit union. Just because you're a part of this credit union, here is a free link that you can use when you get ready to book your travel. And by the way, you can give this free link, the Vortex, give this free link out to friends and family, because through you and connected to you, they have this link that's going to save them on their travel. And he said, Rick, because he sent me out this email also. He says, Rick, I need you to show me and tell me the benefits, you know, that this could provide to the credit union. And so, Ron, I told him that, and I said, and I put that in the email, the overall benefits. But then I said, not only are the members and whomever they give this free link out to, not only are they saving 60% over the public price on travel when they book that hotel, car or cruise, but coming back to, got an echo. Coming back to the cruise. I know, right? Coming back to the credit union is 60% of what they save. And so he gave me a 5-year projection of the members, you know, the membership over 5 years and how it's going to increase projections. I was able to show him in that 5-year projection, with the average savings being $50, you know, when they book through the Vortex, what that would mean, revenue coming back to the credit union, even with these members saving over a 5-year projection. He said, you know, the first year, 1,000 members, and he went up from 1,000 over 5 years. And I said, okay, 40% traveling, 20% traveling, here's what you're going to, you know, the money coming back, you know, 100% traveling, the money coming back. The numbers were crazy of the money coming back, even as providing this Vortex link as a member benefit for the credit.
There's no overhead to run that, correct, Rick?
And there's zero overhead. Well, minimum $99. Overhead to run that. And the numbers coming back to the credit union for them to either have a build a daycare center for the moms, or a mental health place where they can, with a bed in it for people to take naps, or, you know, for the Christmas party, this money can go into a pot for the Christmas party, or send everybody on vacation, or each time they get ready to take a vacation, use this money to fund it.
That's just incredible. My head has just gone bing, 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 bing. My goodness, the opportunity that this offers. And, you know, as real as that is, and it is, take a look at it. Think of maybe the churches. How many churches right now, because of the incarceration, and I say that, of people for the last, I'll say, 3 years, now want to be free and they want to travel, which is a great advantage for being in the travel business. But also, if you are a church, and I'm sure most churches are looking at their, I drove by, there's 3 churches that I've driven by to go downtown that I've gone by for 7 years. I've gone by them since I live where I live. And three of those churches are closed. Now, they didn't close because they didn't want to serve the Lord. They closed because they didn't have the money to pay for the overhead. They didn't have money to pay the pastor. They didn't have money to do what their mission was. So how did they get it back? Well, you know what? The people that used to go and attend and were members of that church, I'll bet you any number of them are going to be traveling through the next year. And what if the money that they did, they're going to go on the trip. They're not going to not do that. They're going to go on a trip. Well, what if a small portion of that automatically comes back to that church? There could be the money to pay the pastor. There could be the money to pay the gas bill. There's, you know, you hear all the news about what's going to happen to energy for people this year. It's going to take a year to resolve that. I'm gonna, you know, I think there might be a couple fixes coming in about 3 weeks. But I think that it's going to take time. But right now, just think of every church that is straining their budgets. Most churches have stopped doing mission trips because it costs money. And they ask the people, well, if you'll pay a $1,500, then you can pay for the airfare and you know the cost of going to on a mission trip as a group. They don't do them because most of the people don't have an extra $1,500 laying around anymore because of the economics right now, inflation and cost of gas and all that stuff. Well, what if you inject into that church the program of funding by travel? I remember I had a pastor, I presented the idea of funding by travel, and his thinking was such that somewhere he read in Scripture, I think it was in, it doesn't really exist, but I'm going to make the Scripture chapter, it said the only way to fund the church is through an offering plate. Well, when COVID hit, the whole thing changed. The church, I've been in three different churches the last 6 months, and every single one of them are doing their asking people to make their offering, their tithe, over the phone, on the internet, or directly to the church, directly through utilizing a bank process. They don't pass out an offering plate anymore. So everybody's come accepted to understanding that funds can be transferred through operations in the internet to support a functioning church. So we have acceptance of the process when people realize and can choose. If I choose to have part of money I spend go back to the church, that's stewardship with my money. I'm being a good servant because I'm supporting the organization I believe in, the mission. And I'm not even having to take and write a check. I'm not having to take it to do that. I've chosen by my choice. It's a life decision to support. And I'm going to keep using travel and living, but instead of just, I can make that an ongoing commitment that's demonstrated in a live methodology. That's called stewardship, Rick.
It's called stewardship, and it's true, and we must get innovative. If our churches, 80 churches a day close because, like you're saying, they run out of money while the members are taking vacations. And I always think about this, and people booking online, Expedia and Priceline own all the other companies out there. They own all the other books. They own Booking.com. They own Travelocity and Orbitz and all the other ones, Cheap Tickets. They own them all, Kayak. They own them all. And anymore, the prices are about the same because it's a publicly set price. They're working with the hotels. They're working with the industry. And this is insider information. Expedia's not in travel. They're the vendor, the middleman passing on.
Another echo.
But they are the middleman. And so when you look at that, I'm hearing myself twice. So you're causing an echo when you're doing that, but it's okay. But anyhow, thank you. Thank you so much. So you've got Expedia. They're the middleman buying travel from the wholesaler and then selling it to the public. So here now you've got the Vortex. We're working with the wholesaler. Think about that. And we're taking the profit that makes Expedia in 2019, $98 billion. And now think about that. we are saying move out of the way, Expedia, for this church. And the church says, hey, you know, book through this link, direct to the wholesaler. They're doing something different with a profit that keeps, that makes Expedia $98 billion. We need money so our pastor doesn't have to work two jobs. So we keep the lights on, book here, and then give this free link out. It's unlimited to social media. This is the church's link.
Rick,
okay, you give it out to the world. Mm-hmm.
I have my hand up. If you could see me, I have my arm raised. I wanted to ask a question. I wondered how many people know how many customers that Expedia talked to last year. How much did you say they did in business? How much?
Well, in 2019, $98 billion.
$98 billion. Now, almost $1 trillion. And they talked to how many customers did they talk to?
Advertising. They didn't talk directly
to
any of them.
They didn't talk to a customer, Rick. They didn't talk to one customer. Yeah, they advertised. They spent a lot of money doing that. But they didn't talk to one customer. The difference when we come to the table, we have built into our system concierge service. And how much does it cost for our concierge service?
It's included.
Nothing. Now, most people don't know. I'd like to use a second example using this thought process. We have a couple that are joining us on a cruise next February, and we're going to be on, just made the reservation. We have our dinner reservations for Valentine's Day. We're going to be in the steakhouse on board the cruise ship Conquest in the middle of the Caribbean near Mexico. We'll be in Mexico, Tuesday, February 14th. And we're going to be eating and dining in the steakhouse on the Conquest. And we'll have a nice table, and they'll have a special dinner for us. And it's all cool because we chose to use, and the customer that's joining us, the couple that are joining us on this cruise, they called Carnival to make their payment, to finalize their payment structure. And the Carnival told them, well, who's your travel agent? Who booked this for you? Because you have to be a travel agent, Rick, to book. Okay, you could buy on your own, just a single cabin, but it was ours and my sister's and this couple, and I'm the travel agent. Well, I had to handle their account because I'm the travel agent. That's what we got in a position to do, so we can help them and make it different. And now they're going to be sitting down with us. Our reservation is in. What's today? Today is October what? 13th, 14th or something. And now everybody else. Isn't that cool?
That is awesome. You know, that was the other conversation that I had with the gentleman, and a different conversation. You know, that's what I mean. We have resources, travel resources, that all we've got to do is hear what the need is. You know, so under Surge 365, the umbrella, Surge 365, excuse me, the travel product, you've got the Vortex. And so we're saying, okay, hey, if you're looking for ways to raise money and you have a member base or somebody that supports you, members that support you, they know you, you know, they love you, they believe in your vision, they believe in your cause, and are willing to make a consumer decision that I'm going to purchase my travel through here versus there. Why? Because not only am I going to save money, but I'm supporting a cause I believe in. Okay, we'll give them out the Vortex. That other conversation I was having with another gentleman, separate conversation, Ron, he says, Rick, you know, I want to help people in the community who are looking for employment, and they don't necessarily have the skills, nor do they want to get into deep debt going back to college. And we know education has totally changed. You can go to college in 2 years, 4 years, come out, everything you learned is outdated, and you are still competing with people who have your degree and are looking for a job. And now you're just coming into the mix. And so I said, you know, vocational training in hospitality and tourism is one of the opportunities that you have in Search 365, Travmanity, which is an actual host travel agency, accredited travel agency. And when you join Search 365 and you take the training, you become a travel agent. See, that's what you're saying, Ron. As a travel agent, you can work directly with vendors, whether it be the cruise industry, whether it be directly with the hotel industry. I need to set aside so many rooms for this convention conference that we have, and get paid a commission, because now you are representing Travmanity, you know, under the umbrella of Search 365 to whatever vendor. So when we're working with these vendors as consumers, they keep their commission. But as soon as you are saying, hey, I'm a travel agent, who are you with? Travmanity, what's that identification or CLIA number? Now you get paid a commission. And so I'm telling this gentleman, I said, this is vocational training in the travel industry, saving thousands of dollars tuition going back to college, saving years of classroom. It is vocational training that's real time. And I said, come in as a travel agency under Search 365, the umbrella, and we can open up this training to the people who are looking for jobs, skills that pay the bills, where they can become a Hyatt specialist, a Marriott specialist, a luxury travel specialist, a Disney travel specialist, any kind of specialist, a wedding destination specialist, a special needs travel specialist, and have access to the motor scooters and oxygen. They can become, with this vocational training, you know, Country Boy and I have talked about this for ex-offenders and for kids that are aging out of foster care. And so this is real time. You know, it's not, you know, thousands of dollars. It's not 5 years. No, this is real time, not 5 years later. And I said, whether they be vets who are looking for career expansion, whether it be women of domestic violence or people of domestic violence that are in safe homes, you know, whether it be active adults, you know, the elderly, so to speak, that have been set aside, you can't do anything else with those skills that you've accumulated all your life, whether it be high school students, you know, who say, well, college may not be for them. Well, travel is. Whether it be moms, you know, pregnant moms who want to stay home with their kids, and whether it be people that have special abilities, you know, whether it be the millennials who are finding that, man, I didn't prepare for this. I can't get a job. This is vocational training in hospitality and tourism, which is the number one employer on the planet, where a person can choose, okay, I want to go down this line. I want to be a cruise specialist like Ron, right? Ron and Linda. And I want to be a destination specialist, or somebody that just wants to travel. I said, I could take a homeless person that wants to succeed, run them through Dress for Success, run them through How to Interview, and then, of course, opening up travel training. They take the basic trainings. Open up travel training where they become a Hyatt specialist, a Marriott specialist, a luxury travel specialist, you know, a romance travel specialist. And let's say the local Hyatt has a hiring event. When they take these trainings, they actually get certificates partnering with Hyatt. You are a Hyatt specialist. You know, partnering with Vegas specialist or MGM specialist. I could build a portfolio of certificates for this person that now, of course, knows how to interview, right? Knows how to dress, look the part of success. I could send them down to that hiring event, and believe you me, they get a job. That is the power of what we have.
Can I take it a step further?
Go right
ahead. That same person could take the American River Cruise certification course, which is a series of videos, and you study them, you listen to them, you enjoy them. And then at the end of each video, you take a little challenge. They ask you questions of what you learned, what you saw. And if you pass the course, they give you you get certified. You get a certificate. Now, the neat thing is you can go book somebody on a American River cruise. Let's take a cruise from Nashville to New Orleans. Can you find a couple that wants to do that? And they're going to get on the American Queen paddle wheel boat, and they go and they enjoy. They fly. Let's say they're in Buffalo, and they fly to Nashville, and they fly in the day before the cruise. So they get a little package special to go. The hotel is included the night before. Cruise leaves on Saturday. They fly in on Friday. And so Friday they get to go see Elvis as they go to Graceland. And they go to the recording studio that Elvis played in. That's kind of a neat little treat. But then they go, and the hotel, it's a Sheraton, so it's on a Red Roof Inn. It's a nice hotel. And the Sheraton takes them down to the dock in the morning on the river, and they get on board the American Queen. And the American Queen goes down the Mississippi River, and they have entertainment every night. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner included in their package. It's all part of the cruise. And then when they stop at different ports of historical, and they go to a plantation house, and they see what things of life was like in the Civil War, and it's all restored, and they have a special picnic that day for them, and they go to other sites along the way. Now, that person who I'm talking about, that homeless person that you just put through Dress for Success and you got them interviewing, they don't even have to go get a job. They're already qualified now. They could book somebody, a couple. Let's say they book one couple that takes that cruise. The commission on that job for that cruise is $785. And I got a check because I put my barber on that cruise. I know it.
Wow.
I cannot talk about it. That's firsthand. Let me ask you something. If you have somebody who decides they want to just live nice and they can get $800 a month, and it takes about 4 hours worth of work, by the way. So, but I'm just saying once a month they spend 4 hours in that month that helps somebody go down a cruise like that. And it could be a different cruise. It could be the Royal Caribbean, a honeymoon cruise, and two people, the commission for two people for a week going on a balcony cabin. It's a pretty good clip. I don't know how much exactly it is, but it's pretty close to the same. So let's say you find one cruise a month. That's $800 cash that they earn. And the check comes into them, and their name and whatever they call their business, it comes into them through our partner. Because you're a travel agent. And they don't have to go and spend 40 hours a week. Well, they don't have to go to college and sit in a classroom for 2 years to get that certificate. They can just become a Surge member, an owner. They become an owner of a travel company. Now you talk about contributing to society and proving that you don't need a four-year degree to create an income. And I'm just talking minimal. What if they help more than one person go on a cruise? They might end up helping somebody take a weekend event. There's commissions can come from all over. If they're real smart, they build a team of it. You know, they might choose to do that, and then they can make more bonuses, thousands. Rick, this
it's like being a broker. It's like being a broker in a real estate company, and the broker manages real estate agents. Like you're saying, build a team. And the broker makes even more money because now not only are they, you know, working with those agents, but they're training those agents. And they're overriding those agents because they're providing, you know, all the things that those agents need, you know, to grow. And, I mean, so, you know, that's what it's like being in Surge. So instead of real estate, put travel in there. I'm like the broker. And so I share the opportunity to Ron, who was a real estate agent, you know, now he's like, you know, equivalent of a real estate agent in travel. Now he's like king. And as the broker, look, using the real estate analogy, all I did was, you know, introduce him to an opportunity. Next thing I know, he's over in Europe, he and Linda cruising, you know, all the rivers of Europe, you know, Viking River Cruise. So, Ron, you know, I became an American River Cruise specialist, like you're saying. I reluctantly was cornered by my wife, Brenda, who actually really is the travel agent. I'm a travel agent, but she takes training normally. To take the training because she was busy taking another training to become a Commodore with Princess Cruises. And so I said, oh, okay, let me become an America River Cruise Specialist. The training took me maybe an hour, and I watched the videos, and I took the test, and I got the certificate, and I put it in Brenda's name, but we have the certificate. I learned there's rivers in the United States that take you to every part of the United States, and we forget about that. That's how back in the day things used to happen, you know, commerce along the river, barges, and these rivers take you everywhere. But, of course, we're talking the boats of American River Cruise, and some are the paddle wheel boats, and I'm looking at the rivers that Lewis and Clark took, and the rivers of the Northeast and Northwest, and you know Southeast and Southwest. I'm looking at all of this. I'm like, I just learned something in an hour and a half that is a skill that pays the bill. Like you said, $750 was earned when you set up that cruise for your barber, and it took you, you know, next to nothing compared to, but you have a skill now and connect to an industry where 8 billion people were locked down and now ready to travel because of the pandemic and now ready to travel. You have access to global economy and travel, and you can pick and choose where you want to participate. And so when we're talking to people, as I mentioned, we're connecting travel resources real time to the needs that people have. Okay, what do you want? Well, Rick, I want to make more. Okay, well, let me show you how to do that. Rick, I want to travel more. Okay, let me show you how to do that. You can ask Ron and Linda. They travel all over the world. I want to save more, Rick. Rick, I'm looking for a career opportunity. Okay, we can show you a new career in hospitality and tourism. By the way, they're hiring. Rick, I'm looking for a tool that will help me raise money. Oh, okay. We'll show you how to do that. Well, Rick, I'm a business. I want to turn my travel expenses into revenue. Ah, we can show you how to do that. Well, Rick, I want to save on my taxes. I'm looking for tax deductions. You know, I pay Uncle Sam way too much money. Hey, independent owner, independent contractor, we can show you how to do that. What is your dream? And we can show you how to do it. Back to you, Ron.
Well, you know, we're coming out of running out of time here for the show today, Rick. And I want to thank you so much for your, first of all, being available to share your knowledge and experience with us. What I'm thinking as we're talking today, this is the Hope Collection, the radio show, Optimize Your Life. And it's a blog radio. It's a radio show through the computer that goes all over the country, so 5 days a week at noon. And what I'd like to describe this, what we're talking about, if you've ever been in a maze, and everybody, does everybody understand what a maze is? It used to be like rows of hedgerows, you know, like the hedges, and they would plant them in a way that they become a wall, and it would be it became a mind game for people to get inside these mazes, and then how do you find your way out? You start in the middle and you find your way out. Well, a Hope Collection is like a maze map. And a hope is the idea. If you have the map, you have hope because you just follow the plan. You follow the map. And that's what we are giving people, the map. The map provides a sense of hope that we share every day, helping one person every day. That's what Link King says now all the time. And we're going to help someone every day. And we can give them hope because we've got the map, the way out, the way up. And I'm so proud of the people that join us and become part of what we're doing. And we encourage anyone that may hear this and record it, the archived version, or they come on the show any day of the week. My prayer is that what they receive is that map, the hope that they can get to where they would like to go. And we're here to help them. Right, Rick?
We sure are. A way out and a way up. I like that. Good, Ron.
That's really good, Ron. I like that. Real good.
Yeah, that's what people are looking for. They're looking for the map. Yeah. They, you know, in the old days, remember maps they used to get at the gas station? They were folded up. They were like 4 foot by 4 foot, 4 by 6 foot. Their map pulled down to about something you could put in the glove compartment. And you open them up. Once you got them open, you never fold it back up again.
I never understood why always, Ron, I never understood why always on the second page the street map was a little tiny one.
Yeah.
You had the big map, and then on the street, it was like, why is this so tiny now? But we have GPS.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you for doing that.
GPS. You put the satellites on. You are the new leader, first in electronics, because you help us put GPS. And then on the life map, on the spiritual side, that's because you have Marketplace Ministries as a roadmap for your spiritual guide. And then we have the tourism business that give you the Live a Dream map. You know, we got it all.
Wow, Live a Dream map. Whoa, that's heavy-duty stuff here.
That's good.
Amen.
Everybody have a blessed day, and thank you again.
All right, guys, you take care.
Okay, good to see you.